That's Pura Fe, and she's from the Tuscarora Indian Nation. That's her song, Great Grandpa's Banjo. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today, we're focusing on Indigenous story keepers like our guest, Laurel Goodluck. Let's go over to Amadeus.
I wanted to ask, why did you want to write a book about Deb Holland, and why is she so important?
When Deb was going to run, I was invited to a party about some Native woman that was going to run for office. So I went to the party not knowing who she was. And then when I met her and saw who was going to be running for our representative here in New Mexico, I was just astonished to see a Native woman and really wanted to do things for the good of community. And so when Deb got elected, not only to the position of representative, but then went on to be Madam Secretary of the Interior, I was just so happy to see that representation. And so I wanted to really do a picture book about her because that's what I do mostly. But then my mentor, Tracy Sorrell, had been working with Penguin Random House, and they were asking her, what other book shall we be writing? And so Tracy knew that I wanted to explore Deb Holland, and she asked me to go ahead and introduce me to Penguin Random House, and then I wrote the book. And I'm so glad that I did, because it was so great to spend almost a year researching and finding out all that she did, not only as an adult, but what really helped her as a young child was her culture in Laguna, her grandparents' stories, what they went through in boarding schools, and how she sought out people and organizations to help her get where she wanted to go.
What do you want kids to learn from your books?
Well, when you open a book, it's really up to you what you want to take away from the book. And so I want kids to add their own layer of what they want to take away from the book. But of course, I do have themes in all my books that run through all of them. And my themes in my book is family, your culture that you can rely on, and love is apparent in all the books too. What I really am trying to advocate for, because I consider myself an author advocate, is that children can see that they can rely on their cultures, that they can look at their own family structures, that they can look at how we are intergenerational, how we have loving cousins, how we have these traditions that help form our identity, and that we can share them and be our whole selves. Because when I was young, sometimes I would get teased for liking to go to powwows or different things that I was wearing, and that didn't feel good. So I want Native kids, all kids, to know themselves and be able to express themselves wholly.
Mm. Yeah, it makes a difference to be able to go to a bookshelf and find a book and see and read about people who are like yourself. A lot of people don't have that happening right now. But thanks to our guest, Laurel Goodluck, Indigenous kids around the country can reach to their bookshelves and learn more about their own experiences in the world. And non-Indigenous people can learn too. Thank you so much for being with us today on the Children's Hour, Laurel.
Yes, thank you for having me. This is really a treat to be asked questions by young people. Thank you all.
That was the Swamp Singers. That's the Strong Women's Song. In the background, Kenneth Littlehawk. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. And today on the show, we're focusing on Indigenous storytellers. And we call this episode The Story Keepers. That's because we're celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. In the United States, that holiday falls on the second Monday of the month of October. Indigenous Peoples Day is a holiday in the United States that honors the Native American people who lived here long before others arrived. It exists to recognize the history, culture, and contributions of our Native American nations and the people who live there. Instead of focusing on Christopher Columbus, who was really quite brutal, like we have done in the past, this day helps us remember the importance of the Native communities that were already here and the ones that remain today. People celebrate by learning about Indigenous history, attending events, and joining in traditional music, dancing, and storytelling, like today on the Children's Hour. It's a time to respect and appreciate the First Nations of this country. You're listening to the Children's Hour. This episode is called The Story Keepers. And this is Fute with Radmila Cody.
One earth, one people, one love. One earth, one people, one love. One earth, one people, one love. One earth, one people, one love.
First off, let's define Indigenous, the native people, original inhabitants, living on every single continent. Then somebody shows up and says, I discovered it. How can you discover somewhere already found, or take credit for a place that's already around, like Hernan Cortez or Hernando de Soto, Ponce de Leon or Francisco Pizarro? It all started with Christopher Columbus, Europe's obsession with Western discovering, with big dreams. It's while an Italian was searching for gold in the East Indies Islands. Long ago, 1492, we all know the story, he sailed the ocean blue. But here's what I didn't learn in school. After landing
Cannon in the Bahamas, he treated people cruel. The Tainos are peaceful people. When Cuba hated DR, Jamaica, Puerto Rico. Even though they welcomed him with open arms, he committed genocide and unspeakable evil. I wish that's where the story ends, but colonization is a sickness that spreads. Speaking of sickness, literal diseases, smallpox, chickenpox, and the measles. I wonder how history would change if explorers were peaceful when they came, learned native customs, cultural exchange, didn't force religion, and no one was enslaved. Aztecs, Incas might have lived longer from South America to Canadian borders. Cherokee, Sioux, Apache, and Navajo, Iroquois, Chippewa, Choctaw, Pueblo.
Ones from ancestors to those still alive.
Sing.
One earth, one people, one love.
People of the earth.
One earth, one people, one love.
It's time to stand together.
One earth, one people, one love.
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 The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone. We had production help from Gus Tafoya and our senior producer, Christina Stella. Many thanks to Laurel Goodluck for joining us on the program.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour. Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.